Yes. I've been waiting forever to play that song. I don't know why I chose today, but yes, indeed. World, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are listening to Carolyn Joe Show. Hey, Carolyn, there's another Joe in the studio today. Who
yes,
is it?
But not only is he a version of Joe, but he's a Joey. He's back.
Hey guys,
how's it going?
I'm good. How you guys been?
I'm doing all right. See, we always have this thing that, like, you know, before we start recording the podcast, we're deep in the conversation. We're like, we need to save this. We need to save this. You know what happens? We end up forgetting.
We do.
Every single time. But awesome to have you on. I wanted to have you on before 2016 comes in, because it's good to have people. It's a good, like, year recap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And last time we talked about the 90s.
Oh, my God.
Did we talk about the 90s?
We did talk about a lot about the 90s.
So now we should, like, talk about 2015. Be more current.
Yeah. Like, talk about today. What's going on?
Yeah.
The life and all the stuff. But yeah, man, it's good to have you, man. You have less of a beard today.
I know.
It's been fluctuating throughout the year, hasn't it?
I've been playing with this whole beard thing. It turns out that I'm actually really, really bad at growing one.
How is that possible?
I have this, like, patches right here. It's like 1900 German,
like,
dueling scars.
Like below your cheeks.
Yeah, I basically, okay. Basically my face, everything fills in, but I've got, like, Heath Ledger Joker thing going on up to here, okay. Which does not actually look cool, despite how cool I described it as.
You ever watch Community? The TV show? You should do Starburns.
I wish, but see, there'd be like holes right in the middle of my Starburn.
But isn't that, oh, is it right in the middle?
It's right in the middle.
I thought it would be like right a perfect place where it's like, oh, I can put like the point at this.
No,
this.
It's like from right here on the side of my, lips, like if I smiled like here, yeah. And then goes straight out to my ears. Just that part does not grow.
Wow.
And then, yeah, I was dating a girl who loved the idea of me growing a beard. And then she would have me, it was like the idea, but then the actual practice of it, she was like, no, shave it and try again. I'm like, this is not going to happen.
Shave it and try again. Yeah, I'm like, do you mean shave it and try again?
I'm like, I'm 35. This is not going to change. Okay. I know exactly how much beard I can grow, and it's an unimpressive amount.
Well, how do you know, man? You're only 35.
I have tried this before. I've been lazy enough to go for beard. You saw me around AwesomeCon when I had the, like,
that's,
you know,
true.
Thing going. That was, yeah. That was like 2 months.
All right, okay. Hold on to that. It's time for Carolyn's news.
Oh, we got news. Okay, everybody. As you may or may not know, I'm running a holiday sale at carolynbilewski.com. And you can get comics, books, shirts, buttons, lots of fun stuff, prints, you know, good stuff. Good stuff to give and to get. And use the promo code for 15% off. The promo code is HOLIDAY15. Just type that in, and it's pretty awesome. I mean, deals. And deals and sales. You just can't beat that. This is my first sale, so I hope you guys join in and get an unexpected gift for someone. Because I can guarantee you that they're not expecting these comics. Unless somebody asked for them, though, because that would be cool, too. What if they put that, like, they're like, Santa, I want this. And then Santa's like, okay, you're going to get that Curls book.
And then Santa reads, like, the first story that we have in the trade paperback of Black Magic Tales, which is totally pro-Santa and anti-corporation altogether.
Yeah, and then he's like, I support these people. I'm going to put these in every kid's stocking.
I'm very proud of that story. People should read that and buy that story.
Yes, they should. It's amazing. So go check that out. Again, go to carolynbilewski.com/store, and you will find all the details there. And if you need help with the spelling, it's carolynbilewski.com. We should put a link in the show notes to that, because then that would be a direct link on our website.
Good idea. Good idea. We'll add a graphic and an attachment to it, or a link to it.
Yeah.
Push that. I think that's a great... That's a great concept. We're gonna make it happen.
Links make everything better, you guys.
It does.
They do.
It's very helpful.
Links and hashtags is where it's at.
For the commercial audience. We need that.
Yes. So again, the promo code is HOLIDAY15.
It'd be cool if there was like a thing for podcast or recording where they can have like a verbal hashtag anytime someone says a certain word in like a show. It can be all like linked together.
That would be super cool.
Whoa. Futuristic.
That's what I'm saying. That's
maybe,
what I'm saying.
Maybe 2016 will bring that. Or you can invent the technology for that.
Am I allowed to promote my band show on this news?
Yeah, you are. This is the news segment.
Yes.
If you got stuff going on, put it out there.
Put it out there. Hey, everyone, since the show comes out Thursday, tomorrow, my band, or the band that I'm in, Monday Mistress, has a show at Epicure Cafe in Fairfax, Virginia. Show starts at 8. We go on at 9. The best way I can describe this band is imagine AC/DC, Dead Weather, and Van Halen put together with a female vocalist, and it's pretty rocking. Probably the most rocking group I've been part of, and we might be a little heavier than what Epicure is used to, but but they let us rock, so we'll see what happens. So definitely Monday Mistress tomorrow, Friday, December 11th at Epicure Cafe, epicurecafe.org. Is it, Joey?
I couldn't remember if it's .org or .com.
Oh, they, I think it's probably a .com, because why would it be an org?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Check like, it out. Makes no sense to
me. I got confused. But yeah, check him out. We'll be there. Again, 8 o'clock, 9:30 is the show. We're probably going to be on for about an hour, and it's going to be pretty devastating.
So they're like kind of across the street from Guitar Center.
Across street from Guitar Center and that Haverty's.
Catty Corner.
Yeah. Main Street, Fairfax, next to near the Chipotle. it's there.
I used to work in that shopping center when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
At the Borders?
There was this little video store.
A little video store?
It was
store?
One of those little video stores.
At the
like
corner?
It was like the video store from Clerks, basically.
Okay? Nice.
I was basically Randall for like 2 years. Like, it was during that period where I wasn't in college.
Yeah.
Like Nova, just kind of bumming around.
That is college.
It is.
Nova?
It is college. I do not mean to offend Nova.
I stand by Nova a lot.
NBCC is a fantastic
show. It is a fantastic show. Oh, look at this money they gave me. but I do swear by that school.
It's a great school. No, I really enjoyed my time there. Met some of my good friends, great classes. But while I was working at this little tiny video store, and it was all, you know, it was exactly the store from Clerks.
Yeah,
you know.
VHS? VHS, DVDs?
VHS, DVDs. It was...
Was Blu-rays coming in at this time or not
it
yet?
It was pre-Blu-ray. That's how old this was.
HD, DVD?
I think it has a couple... No.
Laserdiscs?
I wish. Laserdiscs are awesome.
Yeah.
And confusing and beautiful. In their complexity.
So you had some good stories from that place, though, or
yeah.
Did you? Or did it... Because it was it like more like a family... Not a family, but like a homegrown type video store?
It was the opposite of family. If you get my drift on that one.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that must be, it was pretty popular then.
Well, yeah. It had like a front section where it was like, and here's the movies that came out, like, you know, today.
Yeah.
But this was at the end of, this was right when Netflix was getting big and Blockbuster had become huge.
Yeah.
And kids, there was this thing called Blockbuster back in the olden times.
Yeah.
You went to a store and then you rented movies.
Yeah.
It was like the library, and then you returned them, but you had to pay for them to watch them.
A whole culture was based around that.
It was like a Redbox store.
Yes, exactly. Like a Redbox, but much larger.
Mm-hmm.
And and then there was a back room, which is like where 99% of the rentals came
from. Yeah.
Because who's going to rent, you know, who's going to rent The Rock for $5 when you can go to Blockbuster and get it for $1?
Yeah.
Also, The Rock was awesome. But so I actually got, but it was a nice job. I could just sit there and I would read all day.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. And the next door was this place, John's Place, which would become Epicure.
Yeah.
And it was run by this old, weird, like Armenian guy. And he was very stoic.
Yeah.
He was very friendly. It was like the diviest bar in Fairfax.
Hmm. Oh, so it was a bar at that time.
Oh, yeah. It was like this weird, divey biker bar.
It's funny because I never hung around Fairfax in that area I guess I wasn't here, but during that time.
You know, I don't know anybody who actually went to it when it was John's Place.
Yeah.
Because it was all older bikers, and it was the kind of bar that you would walk in and you would see, you know, the guys in Simpsons on the far right of Moe's Bar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ones who don't have names who were just mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
They were there. That's where they would go when Moe's closed.
Nice.
And they had a bartender who she was a girl. I thought she was like way older, but I was like 20, so she was probably like 20, 29,
It's
30.
Always majority a girl, isn't it? Majority of the time, do you think?
Yeah, the bartenders are always girls.
Yeah.
Most times at places like that. And she had an iguana and like a, I guess she had like a 12-year-old kid.
Wait, iguana?
Yeah, she had an iguana and a 12-year-old kid, and he would come over and like, he would hang out in the like regular movie section and like watch whatever, you know,
she had an iguana
film.
Like on her shoulder
straight
or
up iguana on her shoulder
like a pirate.
It was like a pirate iguana, and she would like be serving mm-hmm. drinks, like, you know,
wow.
And just every so often the kid would come over with the iguana and I'd be like, what's up with the iguana, dude? And he's like, oh, you know, just visiting my mom at work.
Wow.
here's my iguana, just picking him up. Like, that's awesome. It's, what does he eat?
Sounds like you got some interesting characters coming into that video store.
It was a fun time back in the old days. But then now the video store is a Metro PCS place. One of those, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like it sells beepers. And,
yeah.
I don't even know what that is, Metro PCS.
It sells. Like,
I think I've seen it, but I
like
don't.
Like a mobile type
thing. Yeah, like a mobile store. And now John's Place is Epicure, so now like way younger people go, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a lot of young people go, because a lot of Mason kids, it seems like, always hang out there.
Yeah, it's a very hip crowd. I like it.
Because what do you have? You have that, or like what, Fat Tuesdays for places? Though I've never even been still in Fat Tuesdays.
Really? Fat Tuesdays is nice. It's one of those places that has peanuts on the floor. I don't know why that makes me like a place. I'm really happy about that.
That's like a Goodwill Hunting. Everyone's eating peanuts.
Exactly. Are you a fan of Five Guys?
I am a fan of Five Guys.
They have peanuts everywhere.
They do, and it's fantastic. It's like here's a free appetizer before you eat. Here, just get slightly larger on.
You could just come in and eat the peanuts.
I think you'd have to buy a Coke just to be polite.
Yeah, I mean technically, if you wanted to be nice, but I think you could probably just come in and eat a peanut and leave.
I think you could I think the trick is to come in, get the peanuts, and like look at it like burger, double burger, cheese.
It has to be a double burger, no matter what.
And then stop yourself. Like you're eating the peanuts, and you're just like, no, not today. I'm not ready for it today. I'll be back. And then you just take that handful of peanuts and you just keep going.
Yeah.
You got to make it look like you're really considering the burger, but then you're like, no.
I think the people that work there are so busy making the burger that they're probably not even looking up and looking at you, just like taking a handful.
I mean, they have
of
bags of peanuts.
They have
like
peanuts
everywhere.
Galore. It's probably not going to break into their.
It's a peanut palooza.
Yeah.
Bank.
I feel like, you know what's weird is that like, outside of Northern Virginia, when I tell them like, hey, where are you from? And then I say like, oh, Northern Virginia. And they're like, oh, I don't know what's there. And then all of a sudden, if I list Fairfax, they're like, yeah, Fairfax. Really? I'm like, what? Is Fairfax, like, is there something historic or famous outside of Virginia about Fairfax that lets them connect with that? Because what's in Fairfax, really? You have Old Town Fairfax and, you know, what makes it such a notable thing?
I don't know. I mean, we were talking about the battlefield, the Civil War and Revolutionary War battles, but that's all, like, even that's like Manassas, Centerville. Yeah. Like, there's not that much in Fairfax.
Oh, no, there was some battles.
Were there battles in Fairfax?
Yeah.
Now I'm showing my complete lack of knowledge.
But I mean, I think that Manassas, like locally, Manassas has that big battlefield, and they got like a whole monument and like that park, and they preserve the land. So I feel like that is more prominent, the Manassas Battlefield Park. But Fairfax does have small little monuments, but I feel like mostly businesses and stores have taken that over.
Yeah. It just makes me wonder why people like, oh yeah, fair. You know, they're like, yeah, Fairfax. I've, you know,
like,
there's only two
wasn't
Fairfax.
There a Lord Fairfax?
There's only two Fairfaxes Fairfax. I know of the Fairfax where the Red Hot Chili Peppers grew up in Los Angeles, and then our Fairfax. I don't know if there's any other Fairfax.
There's probably others. It sounds like a good town name. It's pretty solid.
I feel like there might be a Fairfax, Texas.
A Fairfax, Texas.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe it's this. I was talking to a buddy of mine who just moved up to Anchorage.
Where's that?
Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's actually north of Anchorage because he just wants to be away from.
So a suburb of.
I don't think it's suburbs. I think they are. I think it's just like Anchorage, and then there's like desolation around it.
Okay, so he's
like
desolation of Anchorage.
He's like the one. He's like on a Destination America show where they're like, find a cabin or something.
He's
like
he's got a government job, and he's going out there to like, I don't know, it's something to do with, you know, technology, government stuff out there.
Researching the ice.
Exactly. And he was like, it's a 2-year contract. And to quote him, it's actually something, I think it's a beautiful quote. You can do anything for 2 years.
It's true.
Which has made me think about joining the Peace Corps, but that's a whole other topic. But he's going out there and he's like, yeah, the population of Alaska is like 500,000. And I'm like, that's smaller than Fairfax, dude. Like, you grew up in Fairfax. That's a population of 700,000 in like the county, in just, you know, like around Arlington to wherever the
but
county
see, when
ends.
I'm picturing Alaska at this point, I'm picturing it almost like as if like the Wild Wild West, but with snow.
Yeah.
Like, it's like those little small towns that are like that, and you have showdowns.
Yeah.
Which would be a great idea if you think about
it. It would be really cool.
Unless that's what like 30 Days of Night was.
I mean, that had vampires. I mean,
it wasn't Western.
Yeah. Take a little 30 Days of Night, take a little Northern Exposure, which was a fantastic show, highly underrated. And then maybe add in some
Quick and the Dead in that.
I was thinking 310 to Yuma, but yeah, Quick and the Dead works.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got my reference. Sam Raimi's. That's gonna be the first thing in my mind. I think that's how I envision Alaska. I don't know if that's actually how Alaska is, but it'd be a great story if that's how Alaska is in a movie.
I think like an Alaskan outlaw Josie Wales would be fantastic.
Yes, like that'd be great.
Just this grizzled dude wandering around. Like, you'd have those ice trucks going everywhere.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not very anywhere, but you know.
You need to throw in like a husky dog as a sidekick.
Yeah.
Obviously, there needs to be a husky dog sidekick. Yeah. That's a given.
Because if there's anything that can feel like the Wild West at this point, it would be Alaska.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's like what people are still going to be wearing those. You can still wear those cool ass long coats and hats and stuff like that. They did that in Django.
Yeah.
That's what they did during that. Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm going to write this story.
I feel like, okay.
Maybe we can write this story. Yeah.
I feel like a couple weeks shooting in Alaska would be a good time.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't actually have to shoot in Alaska, but yeah, we can.
I mean, I think you got to be authentic about it.
I think so.
I'm up. We'll be up there. I'm like, man.
You're like, whose idea
was it? I knew it was going to be cold, but come on.
Plus, Joe freezing me on a shoot is kind of your thing.
Kind of, yeah.
It's actually like part
That's
of the,
what we did.
The process.
But back to Fairfax. Isn't Fairfax like a number 3 rated best city to live or something? I feel like I read that a couple of years ago.
Is it
like,
really?
Like Forbes or something?
Wow.
They said it was like the number 3 or 4 city in the whole all of America to live.
It's because of that Old Country Buffet. That's why.
No.
Old Country Buffet is fantastic.
Heck no. That's not what puts it on the map, though.
What would put it on the map?
The fact that we have 2 Old Country Buffets.
There's 2? Where's the other one?
There's one out in Manassas. There's one out in, like, right on the Manassas-Fairfax border. And there's one right in the Fair City Shopping Center.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
We actually have 2.
You can, yeah.
Either way, you go in town.
That's
Isn't
it,
that
man.
The dream?
That's a... Man.
What
I
about
know
Golden Corrals? How many Golden Corrals do we have?
I might be confusing a Golden Corral and an Old Country Buffet.
I think you're confusing a Golden Corral in Manassas.
I could be.
What Golden Corral in Manassas?
The one that we ate with Danny and had that shrimps. What we did with the shrimps was they were having a fried shrimp fest or something like that. And they also have that chocolate wonderful. So we dipped the shrimps into the chocolate wonderful.
You're mad. That is madness.
That's their specialties, though. That's the stuff terrifying. That they're advertising.
I'm terrified of that chocolate waterfall.
Why?
Well, they have a white chocolate one now.
Because kids dump random stuff in there, too?
That's exactly it. Okay, I was at this little barbecue place, and it's got one. Same thing. It's got one of those chocolate...
Like, in a barbecue place?
Yeah, it's got an ice cream, like, scoop. Like, ice cream, like...
Fudge?
Like a soft ice cream thing. Like, just a...
Like,
help yourself.
Like Dickies? Was it Dickies?
It's Dickies.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't want to mention any names.
Well, it's all right. Why not?
The story
I've
gets
never
gross.
Been there.
The story gets gross. And
well, I'm not that big a fan of Dickies, so...
I am. But so my best friend and I went, and we're like, I'm going to get some ice cream. And I looked at the ice cream, and there is a kid, and he has like...
Ew!
Yeah.
I know where this is going.
You know where this is going. And the kid is just like...
Well, you have to describe it for the radio listeners, because
yes.
I'm actually like visualizing it, what you're acting.
And this kid is just... He has like his lips affixed to this ice cream thing, and has just turned that thing full on, and it just like... billowing out from the side
he's
of the cheek.
He's just doing money shot ice cream.
And I'm looking around, and the people working there have like no knowledge of this because they're busy taking our order. Like, yeah, I need a double sandwich.
And they're stuck behind that. They can't really reach out there.
Yeah, and the kid's dad is just like, yep, fill up on ice cream. Keep doing it.
That's complimentary, too. That's free.
Gross. That is complimentary. And I'm like, now I can never eat the ice cream here because that kid has tainted the entire machine.
Yeah, it's either that or you're like, is that me?
And how often do you think they clean that knob? I don't think they clean it very often.
That's right, son.
You know what? I don't think it matters because if that kid did it, I looked at that kid. That kid is not a creative kid. There are 1,000 other kids just like him who are like, yeah, I'm just going to put my, that's what I do. First thing in the day, I come here, I show up, I suckle at the ice cream. For like hours.
Yeah. It's free, man.
It's free.
It's free.
And why wouldn't you? If you were a child and you had no knowledge of germs, you haven't taken a biology 101.
I mean, it makes sense, like, because there was a child that we ate with recently, and I mean, he didn't know any better. He's like, I guess 3. And he was like sneezing on like kind of near the food. And I was like, oh, remember to close your mouth. And like, he had no concept of that.
They don't understand. They don't know what germs are.
And then my friend was like, you know, put your elbow out and like hold it. Like, you know, you muzzle yourself like, you know, like that. And then like, he just had no concept yet.
No,
which I don't blame him.
He's
only
two. He's 2 years old.
It's a human thing. But we were just trying to, you know, show him some manners.
He has to learn early.
All that.
Learn early.
You know?
Exactly, and it seems like counterintuitive. Like, no, I want to get this out of me. There, far away.
Well, you know what's interesting about like Froyo? They have what's that one? There's Sweet Frog, which is you serve yourself, and that always gets a little messy. I feel like the kids are grabbing it, and the parents like kind of want to teach their kids how to use it, you know. So of course they're not doing it for the kids, and the kids are all touching what they want for toppings. And then there was
Pinkberry.
Pinkberry, yes, yeah. Thank you. The Pinkberry, they actually do that all for you behind the glass, and it seems much more sanitary.
I think so.
But I do like the experience of doing it yourself, because I do like to make things myself instead of having other people do it for me. But I do like the Pinkberry cleanliness. Like, you feel like it's much more clean. The handles are, you know that the people
sparkles.
That work there are touching it. Yeah, everything is sparkling, and it's just, I've always had good service at Pinkberry. And when Pinkberry came to Fairfax, I thought that I would have a problem with it because it's very close. And I was like, oh my gosh, Pinkberry's here. Because I only had it in California. Like, it was like a
I remember when it first
thing.
Opened. It was like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years ago?
I was there at the grand opening.
Were you?
Were you there?
I was not there at grand opening. Okay. It was a week later. It was still like the lines were like around the
yes,
block down
it was,
to the theater.
It took me 2 hours to get a little tin full of nothing.
But it was still worth it.
It was still worth those 2 hours. But it was amazing, though. Like, they didn't give you that much for sample. It was just a little cup. But, you know, like, what are those little ones that you get, like, a little ketchup sampler in?
Yeah, the little tiny little...
That's what pretty much they gave you on the opening day. I guess you could order a full one if you wanted to, but most people were just getting a little taste. But, yeah, I actually have only been back in 5 years. I've probably only been there once a year. Which is kind of sad, because I thought that I would be abusive of it. But I've been pretty solid with not going there for some reason. And I enjoy it. I feel like I don't want to abuse it, so that's why I'm like only once a year.
You want to keep it special.
Yeah, I do want to keep it special. I don't want to make it like a habit of like going there every week or something.
I feel the same way with the California tortilla next to my house.
Oh, you know, I've still not like... I think I've only had that once.
You've had it a couple times.
Is it good?
It's great.
I don't remember it.
Because we went with Lara. It was a long time ago, but we went with Lara and Chris once, and then we went another time before. We've had it like twice.
I need some, like, California tortilla. What's that really known for? That's like a burrito place, too?
Yeah, it's like a burrito place, but it's like, ooh, here's a burrito with Korean barbecue in it, and here's a burrito
what?
With... Oh, yeah, they got Korean barbecue. They had Thai shrimp. Are these your sponsors? Are we doing this?
Yes, we are.
I mean, we're just talking food in general, but they do have a club membership, too, Burrito Alito, which I am a member of, but I only go, like, twice a year. But you get points on your card, and then occasionally they send me emails saying, like, if you have a special... They give you, like, a special phrase to say, and then you get, like, free chips and nachos and stuff.
You're preaching to the burrito choir.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. They usually do something on, like, the voting day, like, election day. You have to just go up to them and say, I voted. And then you get, like... Whatever... That's usually, like, the phrase, and then you get, like, your chips and stuff.
My favorite last year was the super cold.
What was that?
It was... they would give you... queso for the price of whatever the temperature was at 5 a.m.
Oh, yes.
What?
Because their office, I want to say their office is in like Bethesda or something.
Yeah.
And so whatever the temperature was
in Bethesda.
I didn't
realize they were a local company.
They're fairly local.
Okay.
And there was like whatever the temperature was at their office on this super cold day. I want to say it was the day we were filming because cold.
it was probably that day.
Yeah. And they were like, and if it's negative, we'll pay you to get queso. I was like, that's literally the greatest thing I've ever heard.
It was 7 degrees that day.
Yeah, so they...
You got queso for 7 cents.
Queso for 7 cents. It was beautiful.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
And it was... I needed that because of the cold.
Yeah. I should frequent that place more often. I'm not against it. And it does feel like very clean. It feels very, like, corporate in, like, a good way, you know? Like, but at the other... I guess, like... This is being ultra critical because it's not bad food at all, but it just feels like there's not a sense of like a homegrownness from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because that's like, what Chipotle does. Like, I think that's Chipotle's thing where it's like homegrown, non-GMO, like beautiful, picked by everything here is made by farmers who have lived on the land for 1,000 generations.
But California tortilla doesn't really position themselves like that.
It doesn't. It's just like, here's a good burrito. Do you want a good burrito? Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and it's not wrong or anything. But, you know, Chipotle was at one time, which I don't think they are anymore, but at one time they were owned by McDonald's.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting.
Considering McDonald's is like the most corporate thing on
the planet. Almost like they just were like, we have one segment of this type of person. And we'll take over the other segment of this other type of person that's more healthier and cares about this.
You know what California tortilla reminds me of? It reminds me of what's the...
But now I want to go to California.
What's the home base of the Power Rangers, the first season?
That's not San Dimas. San Dimas is a...
That's a Bill and Ted.
Oh my God.
That's Buffy.
Sunnyvale is Buffy. All these fake towns in California that I believe exist.
Yeah. But like that's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of first season of what's it called? Of Power Rangers. When they're hanging out like at that bar. They don't hang out at bars.
Yeah, like the place that I think was just the set for the Max.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of that because of the decor and the color and the feel. That's what it is, man.
They have so many sauces too.
Oh, it's great.
A whole wall of sauces.
So have you delved in like pretty much in all of North Virginia, like the taco, burrito? Like have you hit all of them, do you think?
The only one I've never hit, which is really as oldest, is Tippy's Taco, and it's also right next to my house.
I've never been
Tippy's
there.
Taco. Tippy's what is taco. That?
It's the oldest taco thing. Remember, you know how like,
I haven't tried that yet. So
you know how like since Chipotle came out, like now every there's all these taco places.
Yeah,
like, Chipotle was first, and then there was like.
Is it a taco or a burrito place?
I don't even know.
Like, well, because Taco Bamba in Falls Church, that's his main, that's I mean, they focus on taco. That's the name, District Taco.
District Taco, which I love.
Yeah, but they also have burritos, but like, you know, the focus is on what they're...
But Tippy's Taco, yeah, Tippy's Taco has been here since like 85. So it has that feel of like 1985 yeah. tacos, like before mm-hmm. everything.
1985 went, taco, yeah.
They're like an original establishment of this area.
I used to think tacos were just like the hard shell ones until like it got crazy.
Exactly, like, and I feel like... I don't know when it was, but like I guess until I was like maybe 22 or so, I did this big road trip and I had this is gonna sound weird. I had Mexican food for the first time,
like real Mexican food,
like
not Taco
like
Bell,
like Tex-Mex. No, including Taco Bell. This is like my first Tex-Mex. I never had a burrito before, like 2001. Yeah, it's a weird life. And then I was like, oh my god, this is exciting! And like they wrap all this stuff in a flour tortilla, and it's fascinating.
Yes.
Why is this food different?
There's chips.
There's chips, and there's like everything is just I can eat it all at once.
It's like a
sub, but wrapped, and then suddenly everything started doing this. But Tippy's Taco was before that. It was the place before I learned of burritos and tacos, and it just everything about it looks like if you were to watch a 70s movie, and they were like, "Hey, do you want to get tacos? Let's go to tacos." That's the place they would go. Mm-hmm. It's like it's all brown and red. And
so
yellow.
It's still like that. It hasn't changed.
And it's right next to my house. I don't know why I haven't gone. Maybe I'll go tonight, but I'm not going to go to California Tortilla.
But do you not go because you feel like it's a little bit, I don't know. I don't mean to like diminish whatever they are because I've never been there, but.
Let's say retro.
Retro.
Retro is a good word.
But does it taste good?
I don't know.
I guess I'm kind of going on like now. I feel like all the new restaurants that are coming out are very like sanitary.
Yeah.
Do you think that Tippy's is kind of like this might be like, you know, in New York when they grade the restaurants, it might be like a C or a D.
Yeah, that's sort of my other thing.
Yeah,
what, it's like a C?
I'd say a C.
No, like, you know, like they, you know, like, you know, they grade like the sanitariness, like you see on their front door or window.
You can't
there's
eat
like
it
a
at
letter.
A C. Yeah, he said it's a C.
I can eat it a C. I mean, I've been in New York. I've eaten at C's. And sometimes, here's the thing: sometimes they're like awesome. Okay, sometimes they're fantastic. But you just look at the place and you're like, oh, this looks like a C.
Yeah.
You're like, I might get like a rat when I open up my burrito.
You know, and like, and that's it's totally like it's a nod. It's there. It's probably really good and really sanitary. But I just look in and I'm like, it looks like a C.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that maybe that's Tippy's. Maybe they need just to get a refurnishing.
Yeah, maybe they need a rebrand.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I feel like I need to at least have eyes on this place.
Yeah.
I've never been. I've just heard and seen and heard things from.
I've never even heard of it at all.
You've never heard of it?
No, I have not.
There's one in Fairfax by where the old Kmart was.
Of course there's one in Fairfax.
And there's one in Centerville, and there's one. I have no idea. There's the two I know.
Man. Yeah. Now I just need. Now that's what I need. That's what I need. When we were talking about beards earlier, it made me think that your look might be pretty awesome in some sort of like one of those like movies like they have like the Civil War or something like that. I don't know why.
they have crazy looking beards.
Have you ever tried for something like that? You're like, I think I should try to get one of these roles or do like a reenactment of that.
Maybe I should. I'm growing my hair out long now so that I can do like the long old timey hair.
Ooh.
Long old, is that what I had? Old timey hair?
Everyone in those things has old timey hair, like Ichabod on Sleeping Hollow.
What is old timey hair?
It's a thing where you get it to grow down to about your shoulders and you just kind of let it stop there. And it just, it's like the haircut that says yes. I can draw a comb. I can draw a pair of scissors across this line.
So it's like the Rachel.
It's not the Rachel. We don't talk about the Rachel with me because I used to have the Rachel and it was a bad luck.
Did you really have, you used to have the Rachel? When was this?
Freshman year of high school. My hair, if I don't do anything with it, if I just let it grow, naturally feathers.
Oh.
And so I end up with this like back of my head flowing outward. It's actually a perfect Rachel.
But is that a bad
thing?
That
sounds gorgeous, actually.
It is, but it makes me look like a model from the 1970s.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong?
I mean,
grow that beard.
It's not
grow
a bad
the beard.
Thing.
Have the Rachel.
I don't even know if that would.
Yeah, you need to try some new things like
maybe
that.
Is
try
this
that.
Like? Do you watch? Do you ever watch Nashville on ABC?
I don't watch Nashville.
Okay.
Is it good?
Because I was gonna. I love it. And I don't know if this is old-timey hair that you're describing, but there's a character named Avery that's like, he has kind of like longer hair that's on shoulder, but it looks kind of 70s-ish, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I think the old-timey one is sort of the, it's that thing that only like, only people in period pieces and professional wrestlers can pull off, where they just slick their hair straight back and it goes to here. It goes right to your shoulder, and it just slicked straight back, and it's all even and nice.
Well, it's only like that when they first come out to the ring.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The 2 minute before they like get, because they always come out drenched in water.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I'm wet. I'm like, where'd you get wet?
It's like, why were like shining?
Why was Triple H always really wet before he got
to
the ring?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why was everyone in the Shield? It's like the Shield just take a shower together before they ran out. You know what I mean?
They're
why
like, come on, guys. Cool. Get out of the shower. We got a match.
That was like, that became like such a look after a while. Everyone just come out drenched in water.
And the thing was, even their clothes looked really wet.
Yeah.
Like, maybe somebody just hosed them down. Like,
I don't know about you, but I feel uncomfortable if I have to go do something I'm drenched in water.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Especially not dressed in those, like, you know, like all SWAT team, SWAT team yeah. outfits. Like, yeah, nothing says SWAT like being really, really wet.
That is the one it is.
So, you also like District Taco, which I've only had once.
I love District Taco. They give you way too many chips. It's sort of like Five Guys level of chips.
That's a good thing, though.
But see, is it the right level of chips? Is it the perfect chips? Because when you go to Taco Bamba and they give you chips, bag is already like, has like the grease stain coming out. And you're like, that's how I know it's good.
Yes.
Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And
they've got
God.
They've got some nice salsas.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to eat it all. So now that you've lived in Fairfax for how long? Or Northern Virginia for how long?
It's 35 years.
Okay. So what are your top restaurants, though? Because you're naming some that Joe had never heard of, Tippies. Like, based on your knowledge, what are your top hits?
Okay, my top hits?
Yes.
First of all, Ciro's Pizza. There is no better pizza in Fairfax.
Where's that? It sounds familiar.
You're educating Joe now.
Yeah.
Okay, you know where my house is over by the Centerville Theater?
Yeah.
It's in that Centerville complex across the, it's right next to that tire place.
See, I've never even ventured across
there's
the street.
There's like so many
that.
Areas we haven't been to.
Okay, yeah, if you're coming down, what is that, Mackin? Whatever the road is, it's on the right. It is the most amazing. It's thin slice, like New York style.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's the best. Mm. There's a fantastic Indian restaurant. I know we always do, Bollywood?
Bombay. Bollywood? Yeah.
Bollywood. But there's another one we should try. Indian Ocean.
Indian Ocean?
Indian Ocean. It's off Stone Road.
Is that
huge
buffet
fan.
Too? Or is
it's
that
a buffet
just...
too.
Mm.
But I think all Indian places do buffet in the afternoon, right?
I don't know.
I always thought they had.
I always thought that's why we went to those places, because they had buffet.
Oh, this one has a buffet too.
And I got to try that then. That's closer to you. I want to try that.
Yeah, and it's closer to you too. I think it's both.
Oh, it's like in the central. Okay.
Yeah, it's right off 50. And then I think the last one, I don't know what my next one would be. It's probably some random, like, I don't know. I like Chipotle, but that just means I'm a guy.
The local Chipotle.
Yeah, it's like the local Chipotle is the best.
Not
the
Cafe hangout. Rio? Have you been to a Cafe Rio?
I do like Cafe Rio. I haven't been in ages.
I feel like they came and made a big hit, but then like they're kind of like in people's minds, but they're not on top of the mind.
Yeah.
They kind of just sank a little. Oh. Not because of anything bad.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm just going to give a quick... I'm just going to give my third vote to 29 Diner.
The new one or the old one?
The new one.
The new one?
Fantastic. Have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a love-hate relationship with that. I love the concept. I love the idea. The food was... Okay, the old one, I don't even remember what I ordered, and I only had been there once, and the food was gross. Like,
yeah.
I did not want to even go back. But then when I found out that they refurbished, I was like, okay, I'm on support. The guy who bought it, like, redid everything. Like, he loved the concept of saving it. Because it's like a historic landmark,
yeah,
I think.
It's been here since the 50s,
but 60s? It actually has, like, documentation of... I don't know how you go through to be a historic landmark, but he got all that taken care of, I guess. But it's restored, and it's basically, for those of you who don't know, it's like this, it looks like an old school diner, and he had everything redone.
It's actually made out of a cable car, right?
Yeah.
Like that's like, it's actually from an old cable car, and they hauled it out and made it a diner.
Silver Bullet Diner, yeah,
exactly.
That's how it is.
Yeah, and I think it's amazing to have that in Fairfax, because it has been taken over a lot by corporations, and it's nice to see, and it's nice to be like, this is a little taste of the past that's still being cultivated.
Yeah, and we keep it, and then we load you up on fries, and I went there, and they had a mac and cheese burger.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a burger covered in mac and cheese, and they serve on a plate of fries. Like, there was just a plate of fries.
Like a big platter.
Like a platter of fries, and then here's a burger on top of that,
yes.
And here's a, and here's the paddle so we can restart your heart after that.
Wow. See, I did go to the new one and I did enjoy it, but I did think it was a little pricey for what it was. And I was that was kind of a turnoff because I was like, oh, I didn't really order like that much extreme things. And then when the bill came, I was just like, but we had a onion rings appetizer that was very good, and also I got a milkshake that they put up a slice of pie in it and blended it for me. And I was like, dang, this is good. I mean, it's good, but it's just, I feel like the price.
You're like, it's Northern Virginia prices.
Yeah, now yeah. it's like the price jumped. Because I understand, like, they're probably still paying for a refurbishment. I don't know, like, what their money details are. But, you know, it basically did jump to, like, a pricey diner. And I was like, this is...
I feel like...
It didn't feel as homegrown at that point.
I feel like it's a great place. You know, it looks cool. They still need, like their breakout, like, dish.
I think,
you know?
So. And I think, you know, the problem is, I think that's the problem with the old diner, is that they were... doing like the older prices, like, yeah, $3 for a burger, and then that's why they were serving, you know, it wasn't
$3
good.
Crappy burger.
Exactly. The food was crappy so burger. Bad. It was like ridiculously
like 1990s bad. Like lunch food.
I don't think anybody ever went to eat there. It was like, you know what, I'm like a sober, like, good idea, like a second time.
Yes,
after a night out at TT Reynolds or whatever, you'd be like, oh, let's go to the Silver Diner or let's go to the 29 Diner because Denny's is full. Yeah, this is the place we want to go to because Denny's is full, which says a lot.
Especially
about it,
since,
actually.
Especially since now Denny's prices are pretty amazing. They have $2 meals.
Yeah.
What? They have $2 meals?
Oh, yeah. They do.
What do you get for $2?
Like a breakfast or.
Holy moly.
I don't know. But they literally have like price points $2, $4,
$6, $8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've got weird deals.
See, but how can you, I know it's, and I love that it's like mom and pop and that he restored it and stuff. I like him, so I'm a supporter of the cause, but it just seemed a lot when walking out, like after the meal to the car, it just felt like a lot of money being spent for the experience.
Now you're paying for the gimmick?
Yeah, it's the Amazon conundrum. On one hand, I want to buy all my books from tiny little bookstores run by a 65-year-old ex-librarian who was like, I've quit being a librarian and I've opened this little bookstore and like hole-in-the-wall books in
Falls Church.
Falls Church, yeah. Yes. Exactly like that, or like, you know, the amazing comic shop and just in that. I want to go to these places run by people who, you know, like I can talk to and get involved with and be friends with, and, you know, these small businesses running, you know,
you want a relationship.
I want a relationship. I want to support the small business.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm 35 and paying off student loans, and I go to Amazon and I'm like, oh, I can get all that stuff for like so much cheaper.
Yeah.
And I know I saw Margaret Atwood's big speech against, you know, Amazon and, you know, the corporatization of literary movement. But at the same time, it's like, dude, I want to be able to afford to read your book.
And also, I want to read your book.
Read your book. I want to read like 2 books a month.
That's why you do book signings.
I feel like that's a major problem, though. It's like, because we still want to have that homegrown feel, and that's what Fairfax is lacking. Like, I like this area a whole lot, but I've also been to other cities like Nashville or Austin, and they have those businesses, and I feel like they're not sinking into like that Amazon pit, you know?
Yeah.
And here it's just like you're paying way overpriced for things. And you're trying to support the cause and everything, but I just can't pay that much for a burger. And like the burger, I don't remember exactly what I ordered. I remember the French or the onion rings and then some type of burger. But the burger like wasn't the best burger I had to like justify paying
that much. It was a burger. It wasn't bad.
It was just like it was a burger that wasn't as bad as their old burger.
But you could have gone to Five Guys and it was great too.
Yeah,
just get as many.
I could have gone to Evolution Burger and it would have been better, or Five Guys would have been better.
And that's the big conundrum of trying to support the small businesses. Like, if the product's the same,
but that's why they need that gimmick.
They need something. They need to sell to you.
Home of the something. Home of the
Fairfax burger.
Yeah, we smoke our burgers, something like that.
Or like that personal touch that you get from, you know, Hole in the Wall or
exactly. It's amazing.
Amazing comic shop. You need that. You need that them.
When you go to like Nashville or any one of those that's are based or Austin that has like just a lot of those like homegrown places, it almost feels weird when you see like a franchise place because you're like
what's this target doing?
Yeah, you're like, yeah, what's this target? Because you just know that there's a difference. There's just like a sanitary difference of like it's just too clean. I don't know. There's you can see the soul that's not there when you're surrounded by it. But we don't have that as much here in the Fairfax area because we're just being.
We've got like Epicure, I think, is another great example of that. It's very niche. It's very.
Their pizzas are awesome. Their food is actually pretty awesome.
Their food is awesome. Their coffee is awesome.
Yeah, I just can't eat it before I perform.
Yeah. They've got a nice selection of like craft beers and a good wine selection, I've been told, though I have like zero taste for wine. But and it's only that place. It's a little, it's owned by a family, it's nice. It's,
yeah.
And it's better than going to like, I don't know,
TGI Fridays.
Thank you. That was the name I could not remember.
TGI Fridays, Ruby mine. Tuesdays, any one
so
of those days.
That.
Thank you.
I was going to high-five you, but we've learned that's awkward.
No, let's never try that again.
We'll never do that again.
What? You can't give up hope, guys.
I've tried it. I've actually asked to retry it, which it's is just like the whitest thing to ask for.
It's like
for,
someone trying to high-five an octopus, and the octopus doesn't know what's going
like,
on.
Which hand should I use?
No, but see, I feel like that's what's cool about Epicure. You know, it's cool about... But also, it has that... It has... Well, like things it's known for because it's also like a vegetarian place.
Yeah.
You know? So it has like it has a gimmick. Or, you know, whatever if you want to call it. But it,
I'll call it a gimmick.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with having a gimmick. Yeah.
No. Maybe it just has like good vegetarian food.
See, that's I think gimmicks here's the thing. It's the same thing with like people still go to amusement parks and they have little towns in there that feel like they have their food gimmicks. That's people will still pay for that. It feels good, you know?
Yeah, did you guys go to the, did you guys see about that big food truck thing in Centerville about 2 weeks ago?
No.
There's a big food truck
what?
Thing?
Like How
a,
did
like
I miss
a,
this?
They like had a like not a Monster Mash, but like a...
It was Centerville, I think it was Centerville Methodist Church, got like, I don't know, 3 dozen food trucks.
What?
It was crazy. And so they had like 3 dozen food trucks, and yeah, I went there on a date, it was nice, and we were like, which is a weird date. Because you spend like 3/4 of it sitting in line. Because
it's almost like a monster truck rally, isn't it?
Exactly. And it was. And here's the thing: you go there, and the weird part was they didn't have samplers, so you were just like,
just guessing.
You just gotta pay for.
You just gotta like, okay, yeah, I guess I want that platter for the Korean barbecue.
Yeah,
because it's awesome, and the line is literally like an hour long.
So you just gauge it on the line. Is that
you're
what
just gauging it online? But and we did it wrong. We didn't figure out until about halfway through. I realized that I had some other friends there. Thank God Facebook is letting everyone check in. So then we're like making like, okay, if you pick up the barbecue chicken egg rolls. Oh, yeah. Hot wing chicken egg rolls. They were fantastic. I'm going to go to the kebab place and get some kebabs, and then we'll send somebody else to get this, and somebody else to get the... And then we all made like a little feast.
Oh, nice.
It was like a pre-Thanksgiving Day feast.
I like that.
But you have to like plan that out, because if you just go and like, yeah, I want that wrap. Okay, well, I had a giant, you know, first thing I had was a giant falafel wrap, and I'm like, well, now I'm done.
You have to have a battle plan going in.
Yeah, because if you go, you stand in line for an hour and a half, but it was all these places, and they all had the best places.
How did it look, though? Was it just like in a parking lot?
Yeah,
or?
What it
church
was is the church parking lot, and then
the perimeter?
The food trucks were in the perimeter surrounding you, like Cowboys and Indians style.
Yeah.
You know, like you're surrounded and they're like all around you and it's like, oh, which one do I go to?
But there's just like one opening.
Yeah, there's just one opening. Everyone comes in and then everyone just spreads out into this giant mess of lines.
That sounds pretty awesome, though. And if they had bands and stuff, that'd be great.
They should have had bands. They should have made it a full festival.
Well, in Austin, they had like the whole food truck area. That I guess they are known to be there every day in this certain part of town. I guess they travel occasionally too, but... We went and there was probably like 20 of them hanging out at that time. So it was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't like lines like hour and a half or anything at all.
Yeah, I think this was just lines because it was like there were like
it was a special
4
event.
Hours. It was a special event and everyone was like, "Ooh, I live in Arlington and that food truck only goes to Alexandria. I want it." But that's the same food trucks. They all have like weird little
routes.
Things or weird little things that make them special, like the buffalo mac and cheese. A lot of stuff is buffalo these days. But like buffalo mac and cheese, that's all they serve. That's it. It's like buffalo mac and cheese, and you can have buffalo mac and cheese with chicken or buffalo mac and cheese with no chicken. But that's our thing. We're the buffalo mac and cheese food truck. And you know it's going to be good because that's the only thing they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I forget what chef says, you should only have 5 things on your menu. I feel like that's something a famous chef said.
But I have heard that statement.
I don't want chef things.
I have heard that statement, though, because sometimes I go to restaurants, and on one hand, it's, like, really cool. Like, Amphora, I like that restaurant, but their menu is extensive. It's, like, 40 pages.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's like a report. It's bound, spiral bound. Like,
have you ever been to the Cheesecake Factory?
I have.
I go with my parents occasionally because they love it, because they're over 60, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
And it is, their menu... It's
extensive.
Yeah, I think the Fallout 4 game book is actually smaller than that.
I like Cheesecake Factory, but I don't necessarily enjoy it because after I eat it, the food is so rich for me and my body's not used to that shock. So my body actually twitches and it like shakes after I eat. Like the food's not bad, of course, but it's just like, it's just too much butter and calories and stuff for me that I actually have to walk it off in the mall. My hands start shaking and I'm like, that's not right though.
I think that's called insulin shock.
Is that what that is?
I think that's insulin shock.
That's pretty much what I have every time I eat.
So before we have like a 15 minutes, we need to know, how did your 2015 go?
Yes.
Did you have a resolution going into it? Do people ever do? Did you?
I didn't this year. I think this year has been weird. I've learned a lot.
Really? That's good. You should, yeah, learning is educational.
I figured out that I have decided to make actual like long-term life goals. As opposed, I've never done before.
As opposed to 2014, you're like, fuck this. I'm just going to day by day.
Like 2014 was totally like, because I just graduated college in 2013.
Yeah.
And I hadn't really gotten over that whole like, woohoo, college is over because I'm 33, just graduating college. But it's not 10 years late.
You're like, I need a break.
I'm like, I don't care. Fuck this. I'm going to be awesome. And then like, I'm going to go cross country on a train and befriend an Amish girl on a train. She was awesome.
On a train?
Yeah. I met a Mennonite or Amish. Okay. There was a Quaker dress and not a Quaker because it was blue. Okay. It's the only thing I know is I think Quakers dress in darker colors. But she was awesome. We talked about Tolstoy and Tolkien and stuff. And I was like, you're the greatest girl ever. I'm vaguely in love with you.
Aww.
But I don't think I'm going to marry you on a train and go to your mission in Mexico.
Which would be the greatest story ever on a train
actually,
romance.
Mission. Somebody doing a mission in Mexico, but Canada would be better for the Alaska thing.
Oh, that's
maybe
true.
Maybe you can work it in.
Yeah, we'll still talk about that. All right. We'll talk about that off air. We don't give too much away. But so this year I was talking to a friend of mine and she's like, you want to settle down. You want to do stuff. You want to have like a real regular job. And I'm like, oh my God, really? And she's like, you're just my ex-girlfriend. She's like, yeah, Joey, it's obvious to everyone except you.
That's actually kind of funny though.
And I'm like, oh my God, I kind of have to accept that I want to be a person and a part. So now I'm trying to figure out like what that means, like what it means to be like part of everything and like what I'm going to do. Like, do I have to get a master's now or... Because I think as a generation, we're all sort of a little bit...
But do you have to get a master's? What do you mean? What?
Depends what I'm doing. I'm looking at... I'm thinking about nonprofit stuff.
Starting your own nonprofit?
I'm looking at maybe nonprofit administration or public policy or maybe joining the Peace Corps for a couple of years. I kind of want to do something that like, helps people.
Yeah. Like, I think that's good. That means something.
Well, there's a lot of nonprofits in the D.C. area, and Alexandria has a lot of nonprofits.
There are, and I've been applying to a lot of them, but my resume is very confusing. It's like, so you're an IT guy? I'm like, no, I have an English degree, and I want to do that. They're like, but you have like 10 years of IT experience. I'm like, yeah, that's when I didn't have an English degree. I went to school to change that path. Okay, that was a bad path. Let's ignore the fact that I can fix your computer. How's this? You hire me to do your document creation? When you need it, I will come in and fix your computer behind the scenes. I promise.
Why don't you just take that part out of the resume then?
Because then you need that experience.
Yeah, because then it looks like the only thing I've done for 10 years
it's like,
is
what have
like
you done?
Two commercials with you. It's like they were really long shoots, people.
And a photo shoot.
A photo shoot.
You're like, I worked for 3 days with Joe Garvey.
I worked for 3 days. I did a photo shoot. I did some radio stuff. That's
3 days out of 10 years.
Which the rest of the time, you know, I just bummed around. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, you can't just take that experience off. I think you should keep it, but you need to prove to them that you're kind of switching tracks a little bit.
Yeah, I mean that's the whole thing. Like switching tracks is weird, but I think like as a generation, we're at a point we're the kind of people who kind of just glide into things, and I think we need to decide on stuff, make more authoritative statements as to what we want, what we want to do, what our direction is going
to
be.
I would like to iterate that you worked with me in 5 projects.
I know it has been 5 projects.
5 days.
5 projects. That's right. What did you do the rest of the time, Joey? Well, there's 5 days of that. The rest of it, I was following the dead around
fish.
Maybe I don't know what band people follow now.
I don't know bands people follow. Rihanna.
I don't know.
I don't think you can follow Rihanna. I just don't feel like that has like the right thing.
She'll probably like put you on a stalker list.
Yeah, totally.
Like, this guy was following me.
So 2015 has basically been that year of like, okay, Joey's going to do something important.
I feel like 2015 was like, you know how in sports they say it's a rebuilding year?
Yeah, like a transition year? Yeah,
this has been my rebuilding year. And I think next year I've already decided I'm going to be doing my, you guys ever heard of my new flesh crazy thing that I do for Lent every year?
New flesh?
New flesh is what I call it because it's a reference from one of my favorite movies, David Cronenberg's Videodrome.
Okay, yeah.
All Hail the New Flesh. And it's basically Lent, but I go really crazy. Like, no smoking, no drinking, no meat.
I love it.
I work out every day. I need, and, like, it's this whole, like, 46 days, no taking a break for Sunday, because that's weak. Okay, that's weak.
Yeah,
that's
I know. Weak. I think it's weak, too. Weak.
Okay, no. That's weak. You do it all 46 days.
So basically, right. You're like hardcore clean.
It's a hardcore 46-day clean.
100%. That's what this is going to be.
Yeah, and then, which actually will end, I think, right around AwesomeCon this year. So,
and then you're like, yes, AwesomeCon. Also, we'll celebrate with AwesomeCon.
Also, hopefully, after 46 days of cleanse, I'm going to look better in a costume. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Rick and Morty. We're not sure. Did it for Halloween. And then I feel like that's a good jump start into a new project that I don't know what it's going to be, but I think it'll be something fun. Get back to work.
Well, that should be part of the cleanse, too, that you're working on the project instead of doing those other things.
Instead of doing those other things like Fallout 4.
Because what else are you going to do? A Fallout 4, I guess.
Just devote that's yourself to a project.
You're going
to
be done with Fallout 4 before that.
Big game. But yeah, and I need to devote myself to a creative project, maybe a story about a cowboy in Alaska.
Talk it over. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so that's my plans.
That's a good plan.
For the next year.
So you do have a resolution for next year, for 16 then?
Yeah, I've got a resolution for 2016. I'm making it right here. It's to finish at least one full-length creative written project.
My thoughts are you should have just started with the end.
I should have.
On your story, just get the ending first so you have a goal that you have to reach. That's how I do. I'm like, I just want this to happen at the end. Then I move backwards from that.
That's actually a good way to do it.
It is. It's a great way because or else they'll be lost.
Yeah, that's always my problem. It's actually sometimes I write the end and then I get lost around like the third act.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, how do I get what's happening in this fourth act?
Yeah.
Stupid fourth acts.
Just get rid of it. Just extend the third act.
Done.
Just rush it home. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So 2015 has been pretty solid then. I don't know. Pretty entertaining.
It's been an entertaining year.
That's the only way you can... It's been entertaining.
Has it been fast for you? Because I feel like it's the fastest year ever.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's just because you're getting older and you know old adults are always like, well, that's how it is. You'll know when you get that age that it just goes by so quickly. But then I'm like, seriously, legit, this year was like, I don't know what happened between April and October.
Yeah. Everything from, like AwesomeCon.
Like AwesomeCon ended and then it just became fall.
Yeah, that's how I feel like.
Exactly. Thank you.
Like, it feels like we did the last podcast like a month ago. Like, that's how. And I know it was 5 months ago, yeah. Something like that, but it feels like this whole year has just like disappeared.
Yes. The black hole.
I didn't even know what happened over the summer. I guess.
It's like things happened. Ant-Man. But things happened, but then it just condensed.
I love how vehement you were. Things happened. Events occurred. Like,
you must remember.
You have to remember the things that occurred. It's like, if that's were a science fiction movie, that would be the tagline in the commercial.
That's like when
things happened. Remember events.
You must remember for humanity.
If you do not remember, we are doomed.
Remember to never forget.
That's how
it feels. Remember to never forget would be the movie poster.
Oh, I know. I will make one. That's like one of my favorite phrases, remember to never forget. I'll tell the quick story. It actually comes from Walmart because there's like, when you come in, they have like these, I guess, wheelchairs that you can use only for shoppers only, but which I find is just strange. But anyway, like, why would you come in like on foot and then get into a wheelchair and shop? I don't know, but I guess some people need it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, but why wouldn't you have your own wheelchair to come in anyway? But anyway.
Maybe they're nicer.
I have no idea. But yes, so they have these wheelchairs, but then they have this like 9/11 type tribute where it's like a graveyard and then it says, remember, never forget. And it was like falling off. I have a picture of it, like basically falling off the wall. And then there's like an American flag next to it. And it looked just sad. It was just like, no one bothered to put the poster back
it's
up.
It's like no one cared.
They didn't remember to never forget. They forgot to never forget. Yeah. Or they forgot.
But it's just, it's just funny because it says it twice. It says remember, never forget. And I find it very hilarious. And I'm not trying to make fun of 9/11 because I definitely, you know, that's a whole other topic. But I'm not making fun of that situation. But just the theory of the poster falling down with that slogan on it. Yes, Walmart. Thank you for that memory.
Thank you, Walmart.
But yeah, so that's why I was like, 2015, we must remember and never forget.
Remember to never forget. 2015. There's things happened this year.
Things
happened.
Things
happened. Events occurred.
Speaking of things that are about to happen, you're wearing your Star Wars shirt. You already bought your... You already got your tickets?
I haven't bought my tickets yet.
I got tickets to the Centerville plate. I already got those.
Okay, so I guess Centerville sold out for at least the first couple of days.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, my plan is actually to hide for like the first 2 days.
Yeah.
Like the 18th and 19th. I'm
not going to be on the internet.
Because we're seeing on the 17th.
I'm going off the internet. I'm completely hiding.
You're not
going
to talk to anybody.
I'm not going to talk to anybody. If somebody opens their mouth about things to me, I might just cover my ears and scream la 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 and run away, which won't make buying food easy at all. But because, you know, they ask. Like, what do you want? I'll just be like,
don't tell me about these.
But yeah, I'm going to wait till like maybe the 20th, 21st, and just kind of like sneak into a matinee. Like,
why,
not sneak in, sneak in, but just like.
How are you going to sneak in?
But not sneak in, sneak in, but just be like.
Like, you're going to pay for it.
I'm going to pay for it. Okay. But like with, like, you know, like without like a whole bunch of fanfare or like a whole like, ooh, it's 8 o'clock, let's all go tonight. I'm just going to like stroll in like a 2 o'clock show and just be like, yeah, one for Star Wars.
Why is that?
You want to have you a have moment a with it, right?
You have a shirt on.
I'm also wearing my Boba Fett hoodie.
Yeah.
Which you have. I've seen you wear that before.
It's my favorite hoodie.
Okay.
But
Everyone has a graphic that's promoting what they like today. So
I think that I just don't. I've done all those midnight, you know, showings for so long, and I'm just kind of burned out on the whole midnight showing crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really want. Oh, that's the song. and I kind of want to just grok it by myself.
So you're gonna go by yourself.
I'm gonna go by myself. Just really like drink in the film on my own. No afterwards commentary. Really think about what I saw.
20th is what, like the Monday?
Yeah.
So you're gonna just go in when there's like probably like no one there.
No one there. Just myself. Big bag of popcorn. Big soda. Maybe some Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy it.
I like that.
If I know you're doing that, I might try to sneak in at the same time.
Just but are you going to pay?
Huh?
Are you going to pay?
It's only $5. No, I mean, I can try to sneak
in. I was just using that word, sneak in.
I might as well sneak in.
But no, don't do
I'll be like, shall we open the back door?
Oh, God. Don't do that, you guys. They have cameras now.
We get kicked out, and Joey never gets his chance to see
I've never seen the new Star Wars movie.
Then we're like we're in the driveway, not the driveway, but parking lot, and you're like, Joe, just tell me about it. Just act out the whole thing. You already saw it.
Just draw it for me.
Just draw it for me. Just tell me if it's good. That's all I need to know. I don't need to care about the plot.
You guys are like in the back of the cop car.
The cop is telling us about it. It's like, oh, so you guys already probably saw this, right? Didn't you just... That part just was amazing, right? We're like, no!
And the cop's like, and Kylo Ren is... I'm like, no!
Don't tell me that. And then he's like laughing behind his protective glass. That's what you get.
That's what you get for sneaking into a movie. Like, you guys are using the word sneaking in to go see a movie. Why can't you just say, I'm going to go see the movie?
That's when it sounds like...
Instead of you're like, I'm going to sneak into a movie.
It's better.
Sneak away from your friends. Sneak away from...
I get it.
It's more fun when you sneak. Yeah.
Yeah.
To sneak.
I get it.
I just like the phrase sneaking places sounds fun.
But you know, it also sounds like you're sneaking in the door.
It does sound like I'm sneaking in the door. There's going to be like my picture at the theater. Like, don't worry, this guy never sneaks in.
Joey was wrong.
Never again.
Where can we find you on the internet? Are you still doing that?
You know what? I haven't been doing my blog lately. I need to get back onto it. It's still Seth Roseman at WordPress. It needs to get back into the writing thing. Hopefully next time I'll have more art stuff. There's going to be more short stories, more writing. Maybe I'll start doing something fun. Hopefully there'll be more...
Just do video blogs. Just do video blogs. That's it. Just from your phone, wherever you are.
I should vlog. Yeah. And I should... That would encourage me to get a haircut, maybe.
I mean, maybe, but maybe it's also documenting the process.
But I thought you were growing it out, like, to do the Civil War hair.
Is that what it is?
Shave the beard. Let's get rid of this.
No, we need to grow it all out. So you have to get the Rachel and the beard and the Civil
Rachel,
War beard.
Rachel beard.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So Instagram, what's the Instagram?
It's Nemo Nixon.
Nemo Nixon, yes.
Which was going to be a band, and then it turns out that I don't actually have artistic musical talent.
So that's a solo act.
So it's just a solo act now. I just like the term Nemo from Captain Nemo, Nixon from Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Oh, sweet.
You know, Futurama's greatest monster.
And those are the places. All right, man.
That's where you can find Joey.
That's where you can find me.
Joey, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
me.
Good
to have you on before 2016. We'll probably have you on 2015 anyway, too. Probably see you a lot more.
Or hear I hope from so. Me.
So there you go, world. Show is brought to you by Straight Productions. Check them out at straightproductions.com. Check out my new website, joecarabeo.com. Also go astray.tumblr.com. Also check out my band, tomorrow or Friday, the 11th. Epicure Cafe, 8 o'clock. We go on at 9, or maybe around 9. You know how that. You know how
just
these things.
Really confusing.
That's how those things are. Epicure Cafe, Monday Mistress, be there. What do you got, Carolyn?
I have a website. It's carolynblefsky.com, and if you head to the store and use the promo code HOLIDAY15, you will get 15% off your entire order from now until the end of the year. So that's amazing. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I am at Carolyn Bilewski. Just my name.
Just my name. I like that, what she used at. Just my name. Joey, do you have a final word for the people out there for your 2000 end of 2015 or 16 or whatever?
You must remember to never forget.
You must.
Events happened. You have to remember the events.
Things happened.
And I think that's an important way to end this year. Things happened. And hopefully more things will happen next year.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Yes. I like that, Joey. I like that. There you go. Stitcher Radio, iTunes, CarolynJoeShow.com. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. Let them know, Carolyn.
Remember, never forget.